Captive. Norman Kember, who was held captive in Iraq almost 4 years ago, advised Moore to trust his own feelings rather than the guidance of expert psychiatrists as he comes to term with freedom after 31 months in captivity. Cognitive. This success, coupled with later research showing that memory itself is not genetically determined, led Erickson to conclude that the act of memorizing is more of a cognitive exercise than an intuitive one. Collective. The theme of holding out for true love, whatever that is, look at the divorce rate, permeates our collective mentality, writes Gottlieb, a 40-year-old single mother. Comparative. Pretty soon it became clear that some people had comparative advantages at certain tasks, my wife at raking, while others had comparative and absolute advantages at other tasks, a burly retired ophthalmic surgeon at cutting with shears. Comprehensive. Democrats should take another look at what really happened in Massachusetts and then summon the nerve to enact comprehensive reform. They must make clear to voters that they have little to fear. Conservative. John McWhorter, a linguist and controversialist of mixed liberal and conservative views, sees the triumph of 1960s counterculture as responsible for the decline of formal English. Decisive. I think it's clear we're at a decisive moment in the Afghan campaign, British Foreign Secretary David Miliband said after a meeting of EU foreign ministers in Brussels.
Album. Where's my photo album, Mom?
In the second drawer of your desk.